Hello, welcome to another episode of the Indie Founder Podcast, the podcast about what's really like to bootstrap a company. My name is Tiago, and thank you for listening. First of all, that's awesome. It's awesome to know that every week I release an episode, normally every Monday, and that every week you are there listening to me, narrating my story, sharing my thoughts, things I've learned, and sometimes a few interviews. So thank you very much. I just returned from a conference, a business trip in Madrid, not very far from where I live, which is in Lisbon, Portugal. It's a 1 hour flight, so quite close, but it was a very successful conference. And I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about the struggles of preparing a successful conference, going there and pitching and speaking in a language that is not mine. Language that, even though it's similar to mine, right? Spanish is similar to Portuguese. I've never officially learned this language. So it was very nerve-wracking to pitch PodSqueeze to the top media companies in a language that I was not sure if they would understand or not. So I want to share a bit of that journey today with you. So sit down, relax, and enjoy the Indie Founder Podcast. So going to these business trips, going to these conferences, especially for indie founders like ourselves, it's always kind of a bet because it's not cheap. So the whole thing, well, first of all, buying the ticket for the conference itself. And if you're going as a sponsor, it can even be more expensive. So that's normally expensive. It can, there's multiple prices. Different conferences have different prices. This one was quite cheap, actually. It was 75 euros per person. But I went already to a few others where the tickets were like 600 euros. Or here at the Web Summit, it's even more expensive, close to 1,000. So you have that, plus the flight. Again, depending where you're going, can be more expensive or less expensive. And then the hotel or the Airbnb where we're staying. So this whole thing, this whole going to a conference, paying the tickets, the flights, the stay, and then as well the food and everything while you're there, it's quite a big investment. And in my opinion, it does not really pay off for B2C products. If your normal customer will pay you in their lifetime $200, let's say, and if we're going to a conference and you are going to spend at least maybe 500, if you're two, like as we are two, right? So at least 500 euros we are bound to spend. It's not worth it to go there and find a few B2C clients. You need to find a lot of B2C clients to be worth it. And there are cheaper and better ways to do that with SEO, Reddit marketing, social media, etc. So unless you're going to a conference to learn something, for B2C, normally it's not worth it. For B2B, for enterprise level, it's different because you might make thousands of euros from one single client. And what we've learned is that it makes a difference to meet someone face-to-face, especially for these enterprise deals. At first, we were a bit skeptic about this, especially my co-founder. He said and thought that it was just too big of an investment because, of course, besides the whole investment, monetary investment, it's also two people that are going there. It's our salaries. It's our time that we are investing that we could be doing other things. But if there's something we've learned in the past year, is that if we're going to do B2B, if you're going to do enterprise, as I said, meeting someone face-to-face is a huge difference. A great example was getting into the enterprise here in Portugal. We were already in contact with a few players, but they were not really engaged. It was really hard by just using messages, emails, WhatsApp, or even calls. without knowing each other, it was hard to get them to commit to do a demo, etc. But then we went to a conference. It was in the beginning of this year. We went to Athens. It was a big investment. The tickets were expensive, 600 euros per ticket. We were able to negotiate. So this is also my first advice here from this episode. There's always room to negotiate in these conferences. Normally, they want people there. They want the conference to be as interesting as possible. So if you poise yourself as someone interesting with an interesting company, and you just negotiate with them. So I think in the end, we were able to negotiate. Instead of 600 euros per person, we paid 200 or 300 euros for two tickets, plus a mention in the newsletter, plus our logo was also on the wall. So it was a pretty nice deal. And you can always do this kind of stuff. Even in this conference, we also did that for the Web Summit here in Portugal. I always get free tickets. So you can find a way, especially if you're a bootstrap company, you can give that as an excuse, let's say. But we went to this conference early this year. And there we met a lot of the Portuguese people. Funny enough, a lot of them also went. And we went for dinner with them. And it was nice. And this connection made the whole difference. Because then we started closing one after the other after the other. So there's definitely something here. And my co-founder and I are always trying to test new things and take learnings from this. So now we want to see and ask ourselves, can we do the same for other markets? Can we go to a different market, go to a conference, meet the people, and then close the deals? And we had the same, by the way, we had the same experience with sending them messages, WhatsApp. They either didn't answer or were not engaged. So we said, okay, what is the closest market we can try on? There's Brazil, which is the same language, but it's a bit far away. So the investment is even bigger. Maybe just the flights to go there is like $1,000 per person. But there's also Spain. Spain is just around the corner. It's 500 kilometers from Lisbon. So I thought, okay, let's try this. We met a guy which was the organizer of this podcasting festival. And turned out that this conference, this festival was actually getting a lot of big players. All the responsible, like all the managers of the big media companies in Spain were going to be there. So we said, perfect, let's go. We booked the flights, booked the tickets, and then the Airbnbs were so expensive. It was crazy. I've never seen anything. Sure, it was very short notice, like always. It's hard to organize, but yeah, for 3 nights, it was the cheapest we were getting in Airbnbs were around 600, 700 euros. It's like, wow. And really not very good ones. If you wanted to go to a hotel, it was close to $1,000, which is crazy. So we found this option. It's called the Capsule Hotel. I thought this was only a thing in Japan, but apparently it's already all around Europe. Not sure if in the US. Let me know if you in the US also, if you're listening to this from the US, if you also have this there. But in Europe, apparently this already exists. And it's like a hostel. Imagine a hostel where you have the bunk beds with like 14 bunk beds, but each bunk bed is closed. So you have like a little capsule. And the for that, the nights were like 6 euros per person or 60 euros, 6 euro, or I think it depended. You had 60 and then one night was 80 or something. Still expensive, but was very central and much cheaper than the other option. So that was the first thing. Okay, let's go to this place. Let's book it. And it's funny. Here you can immediately see the difference between going to one of these events as a VC-backed company versus going as a bootstrapper. A VC-backed company, they're going to stay in the good hotel. They're going to, you know, they have money to spend. We don't. So we did that and it turned out to be quite nice, actually. It was a really nice surprise. So everything was extremely clean, which is really important. There were the bathroom, the showers, which were obviously shared. they were very, very clean. They were always cleaning everything. So that was really nice, felt comfortable. There was this scent in the air. They always had like this scent so that it smelled always nice. There was AC. And the capsule itself, it's nice because you have like your own privacy. It's not very claustrophobic. Of course, if you have this phobia, claustrophobia, and if it's quite severe, it might not be for you. But in general, it's quite nice. So at least this part was settled. The first night was terrible. Like, we didn't sleep very well because you are getting used to it. So it was a bit hot. I didn't know how to set up the thing to be comfortable. The next nights were much better because I opened a bit the door. I was able to get a nice temperature in, and I was also much more tired. So that also made a difference. First night, I didn't sleep very well. But the work for the conference actually starts the week before. And this is the first time I've done this like this, and it was definitely the best way. So normally these conferences, you have like this app, networking app, where you can find all the people you want to talk to. And this time, a few days before, I was emailing all of them, like pitching, say, hey, I'm Tiago. I'm going to be there from PodSqueeze. We're going to present, or we want to demo PodSqueeze for you. It's going to be helpful for you. And I'm already like booking meetings with time slots, which is always very hard because, first of all, you don't really know how the venue will be. So you don't know where you should schedule the meeting to be. And then you need to make them commit, and they must not forget about your meeting, which is a bit hard because they are there talking with a bunch of people and going to the talks and so on. But it worked. And now we just needed to make sure that we call it Portuñol, it's a mixture of Portuguese and Spanish, was good enough. So I was a bit nervous with that. And the first demos, I didn't feel as secure as if it was in English or obviously Portuguese. But it worked. They were really nice. They were very, and they really understood, it seems at least they understood everything. We understood them as well. Any questions they had, we were able to answer. And it was really nice to get these first impressions, to get to know each other, and to have this thing that no remote work or AI will ever replace, the human connection. I don't know what this is, how to describe this, but is being in the same room, seeing like your body language, feeling that we are both human. I don't know. It just works. So we did all our pitches, and it was so much nicer to have everything already scheduled because they came to us already in the mindset of, okay, let's figure this out. Let's find out what is this tool. Whereas when you go to a conference and you try to like cold pitch someone, normally they look at you funny. They think, okay, this is just a salesman. Or sometimes they are just in the middle of another conversation. They don't have the bandwidth to talk with you. So it was really nice. We did, I think, 5 demos that day, the first day. I was so tired afterwards, really tired, because talking in a different language, pitching, answering questions, the stress of it, I was really, really tired. But then we always like to go out and have some nice foods. Spain has amazing tapas, cold beer, and really enjoy the night. And it's always nice because my co-founder and I take this opportunity to bond and talk about the business, talk about life. It's always nice in that regard. And the second night, rather, was much better because we were so tired. It was just a matter of getting into our capsule and fall asleep. Done. So that was much, much nicer. The next day was basically the same. Getting talks, getting demos. We still went to 1 or 2 talks, which were quite interesting. But normally in these conferences, I don't even know what's going on, which is crazy. Normally people go to this to see the talks, to, you know, go to workshops. We always go there, we find a quiet place and with some tables, with socket so that we can plug in our devices, and we stay there. We create our own booth, so to say. We're not sponsors, but we always bring our Pod Squeeze t-shirts, which is, by the way, also something important. They might look a bit silly. They don't look... You can see that you are there selling something, but it's so helpful because, remember, I just sent dozens of emails to people and they don't know how I look, but they remember the name of the tool. And if they see two guys with a big blue t-shirt saying Pod Squeeze and saying in the back, it says life is too short to write your own show notes, it will catch their eye. And one thing that we also did this time, I think we did also in Athens, which is quite good, to have a place close to the bathroom, because everyone needs to go to the bathroom. And if you shoot them an email and then they don't answer you, or maybe they missed the meeting because they didn't know where to find you, they will eventually have to go to the bathroom and they'll see you. You look at them as like, okay, Tiago, I want to talk with you. You are here? Yeah. Okay, I'll just be back. And then after 5-10 minutes, they return. They know where we are. We start a conversation. Perfect. Now, this is just the beginning. This is the first contact. No one will close deals in a conference right away, especially enterprise deals. So this was just the first contact. We just demoed to them. Now, we haven't closed anything. And now my job is to start messaging them starting tomorrow. I will start emailing them, giving them the demo accounts, start if they need more conversation, if you need more demos, doing all this process, and it might take months to close the deal. So it's really a long-term game for sure. Now, another thing that I really like to do as well is post on social media, because again, this is all about distribution. All of these people, by the way, that I meet, I connect with them on LinkedIn, all of them, because it's another way for them to see whatever you're posting. And then in the end of each day, I did a post. I wrote a post in Spanish, obviously, with the help of GPT, kind of summarizing everything I learned that day, tagging the people I talked to, a kind of post there is normally in the lines, in the vibes that resonate well with LinkedIn, that people sometimes mock. Something like, I couldn't believe how friendly the people were and how much we learned. Always like in a positive tone, which is true. I mean, we were really well received. People were super nice. I really enjoyed like talking with all the people. It was really nice. But you always try to frame it in the very positive, good vibes, celebratory way, at least for me it works. And it's great because you tag these people, so it's another point of contact. So now they think, okay, I met this guy, we had a good laugh, we talked a bit about Spain, whatever, then now he's tagging me, it's giving me relevance because he wrote a post, he's tagging me, the post has like 30, 40 likes and a bunch of people are looking and I feel special. And next I will email this person. So the whole process. And then if there's networking sessions, beers, I always try to go there. It's always a bit awkward for me. I always feel a bit out of my place. But this time we went, I just grabbed the beer and I went and then like shake some hands and said, hey man, one guy that we talked to, they won one of the prizes. And I said, congratulations for winning the prize. It's just another touch. It's all about these little subtle touches, being there. A few other people that I met, I didn't have the meeting scheduled because I didn't know them. But I heard someone talking about them, or I saw one of their talks, and I go there, I introduce myself. I just say, hey, sorry, I don't want to take most of your time. I just want to say, my name is Tiago. Have a nice conversation. Just wanted to introduce myself. And they are always a bit, oh, okay, cool. Most of the people are not ready to talk with you, because they don't really know you, and a lot of people, they don't even like this kind of interaction. But just the fact that they kind of saw you, and again, it's all about that human interaction, and it works. It works really well. So those are 2 days, intense work. Then we got a few beers, nice foods, and finished the event. And for me, I finish it always very energized, like tired, but energized. My co-founder is a bit the opposite. And now it's just a matter of messaging all of them and see to if it's worth it. Now this is our new bet, that this is the way to get into the markets. What I'm curious to see is that, can we close all the deals in Spain the same way we closed here in Portugal? Because if we are able to do that, this is huge validation, because it shows that we have a formula to get into the B2B, into the enterprise of these markets. It's finding a conference or two that is quite relevant, where all the players will be, go, charm everyone, and then try to get into one, post on LinkedIn. Then the other networks will also see that, and they're like, okay, my competitor is already using PodSqueeze, I also need to use PodSqueeze. It's very social. And then do that. Now, of course, that in Spanish, we still spoke Spanish, which is great. In France, I don't speak French, and I cannot pretend to speak French, so it's going to be harder. Can we do this in English? Probably not. So we might need to bring someone to speak French. In Italy, the same. And now I'm also curious about the US, if it will be the same. And if it works in Spain, probably the next goal will be to either go to Brazil or to the US, or both, and find a good conference in the US where all the radio players will be, maybe New York, I don't know, and try to do the same exact thing in English, see if it works. I'm really curious. But yeah, it was a really fun event. I think it was very successful. There was nothing else we could do. And yeah, that's basically it. If you have any questions on how, you know, how we handle these events, if there's something I'm missing, feel free to shoot me a message, WBTiago on Twitter or on LinkedIn as well. Both will be linked in the show notes of these episodes. And if you like this podcast, share with your friends. Send me a message, share it with your friends, make a post about it on Twitter. I really want to grow this. I think it's better when we have more people listening, and we can even do events and stuff like that. So the podcast is still, even though I do appreciate everyone that is listening, it's still very small. I think we could do better. I'm trying to get more people as well here as to interview. If you have any opinions, suggestions on people we should interview, feel free to also suggest them through Twitter. And of course, that sharing, liking, giving a review on Spotify, it really helps to grow the podcast. This was another episode of the Indie Founder Show. I'll see you next week, next Monday. Bye-bye.